From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's time now for your comments, but first, this correction. In our story yesterday about songwriter Frank Lesser, we said that he followed Guys and Dolls with a flop, Green Willow, which was then followed by a hit, The Most Happy Fella. But our chronology was wrong. It's Guys and Dolls, followed by The Most Happy Fella, and then Green Willow. So, not hit, flop, hit, as we reported, but hit, hit, flop for Mr. Lesser.
Our report on homeowners associations in Texas that foreclose on people who don't pay their dues outraged and downright frightened many of you, particularly the part about Mike Clower, a Texas Army National Guard captain. While in Iraq, his HOA foreclosed on his completely paid-off house because his wife twice missed paying the association dues. Richard DeHart of Berkshire, New York writes, I have listened to your program for years and have heard some incredible horror stories, but this one takes the cake. There is absolutely no way anyone can justify this type of action.
Paul Kolb of Laurel, Maryland says the HOAs have become monsters, and he writes this. The HOA's spokesman called the Clowers case regrettable and pointed out that the HOA was only following the letter of the law. Mr. Kolb continues, if it was so regrettable, why didn't someone stop? Lawful, apparently yes, but moral, not a chance. And Paul Zaffino of Laramie, Wyoming, weighed in with this. NPR missed an opportunity to link Morning Edition's series on psychopaths with All Things Considered's story on HOAs. Mr. Zaffino goes on, the power and authority of HOAs is like a magnet for their deeply disturbed personalities. Once elected to the HOA board, the dream of home ownership often turns into a shattered nightmare for the neighbors around them.
But Michael Rotherman of Houston, Texas, has a different take. He writes, I was disappointed with your one-sided portrayal of the big, bad homeowners association and the poor homeowner. Rotherman goes on, usually there are numerous notices and certified letters sent to allow homeowners to respond. If they are ignored, what else is there to be done than to involve the association attorney? He concludes, there's usually plenty of time to make it right, and there needs to be a way to answer the neighbor who says, so sue me. It would be nice to hear you at least explore this side of the story.
Please keep your comments coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.